Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, a podcast where authors and friends share all aspects of the Catholic faith. Learn more on reconciledtoyou.com.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, a podcast about Catholic books, and today about Catholic book websites. I am very excited to share with you a friend that is in the Catholic writing world. She writes fiction, I write nonfiction, but you know what? We still really like each other. I wanted to bring on the show today Leslie Wall, whose website, CatholicTeenBooks.com, is something I thought you might all find very interesting. It's even if you are not a teen, you probably have one in your life, and I have to be very, very honest, as not a fiction reader, I do prefer the young adult, the teen book genre better than the older books, especially because I don't want to get into anything sticky. I'm not really fond of some of the topics and the ways that sometimes adult fiction can go. So I like the purity and the excitement and just really good, well-written teen books. But without further ado, let me introduce Leslie Wall. Leslie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
First of all, thanks so much for having me on and talking about one of my favorite topics. Well, let me just start how the website came about. My first book had been published, and I started finding out that there were other authors of Catholic teen fiction that I didn't even know about. And one of the authors, Susan Peake, she writes amazing adventures about the lives of real life saints. And she and I live in neighboring states. So we went to a Catholic homeschooling event, and we're sharing about all these amazing Catholic teen books that we know about. And one of the moms in the audience said, well, those are great, but it'd be really helpful if they were all in one place. Mm. And so we started thinking about it and got back from the conference and reached out to a few other authors that we knew, like Amy Catapan, Carmela Martino, Teresa Linden, Corinna Turner. And so, like, we think within the week we had our website up. And that was a few years ago. And now we have 16 authors. And the books range from middle grade all the way really through like college age. And you're right, we do have a lot of adult readers who just enjoy those books and so forth. And what I love about it is there's so many different genres. So I personally love mysteries. And so all my books are adventurous mysteries, a little innocent romance, some humor, but you know, that's not everybody's favorite thing. So we have historic fiction, we have contemporary, we have dystopian, you know, all kinds of things. And so I feel like it's a great range for families to find some great books for their kids that reflect our Catholic values, which is so important. That's, as you know, it's getting harder and harder to find those things nowadays.
Well, you mentioned a lot of names that I recognize from the Catholic Writers Guild, which I happen to be a part of. So before we move, I'm going to move right quickly back to the Catholic book, teen books. But before I forget, I want to just mention to anyone who's listening who may be interested in becoming a writer that the Catholic Writers Guild offers online and in-person conferences and retreats. We have an online conference coming in February. So if you want more information, please go to CatholicWritersGuild. I think it's either or and young adult or teen children's books as well. But if you're specifically looking for this audience for the Catholic teen books, CatholicTeenBooks.com. So you have this idea and you want to bring it together. So tell us a little bit about the makeup of the website. Like, how does it look? Are there anything, are there resources there? So tell us a little bit about the website.
Yeah, and actually, I'm glad you mentioned the guild, because that is really how we all kind of got together. And so I really encourage people who are authors to join that, because it is amazing connections that you can get through there. The website, we've tried to make it as helpful as we can. The reason I actually became a writer was searching for good books for my kids. Mm-hmm. And then the story of my first book, The Perfect Blindside, just kind of came into my mind. And I didn't know that there were these kinds of books out there. And so that's the problem. I think it's hard to find. So that's why we decided to have everything in one place. Yeah. But we also try to offer a lot of tools. So we have parental guidelines, content guidelines, so that you know exactly what's in each book. Because obviously something that's good for a sixth grader, fifth grader would not, is not the same as what would be appropriate for a high school senior and the topics and so forth. So we really put in there what's there. If there's any kind of, you know, thing that you need to watch out for or, you know, be aware of, or, you know, just what's in there. And also the different topics and so forth. We also offer some book clubs in a box. So it's your fun. kids want to, you know, get together with their friends and read a book. We offer that. We have book packs, which are great for schools. They're kind of on a topic, and there's four or five books in each one.
Love that.
We have a blog, so we have articles. Our authors all contribute articles. A monthly newsletter with monthly book sales, which is really great. So you can get some good books at a good price. And we actually just started selling books on our site. You, of course, can get them wherever you get books, at Amazon or Target or whatever. But you can actually just get them right on our site now, which is really helpful for people. And we also have a catalog, which shows all the books, and it's wonderful for bookstores. So if you have a bookstore that you wish carried some Catholic teen books, you can give them this catalog, or we have, there's an online version too, or we're happy to send mail one that has all the ISBN numbers so people can order them if they have that capability and so forth. We have educators page. So teachers can use the books. Quite a few of our books are actually in Catholic school curriculum or just in their libraries. But this is a way to offer some suggestions of books that would fit different topics. And most of the books in the back of their books have discussion questions, but there's a few on our site that have some really in-depth packets that are great for schools or for homeschooling and so forth. So we just keep always trying to think of new ways to help people and to reach people. And we hope we keep growing with new authors, but that is we read each of the books. And so we want to make sure that the quality is really there and that parents can trust that they are the values in it, you know, reflect the Catholic Church's values and so forth. So it's an exciting thing. And I just feel like very blessed to be part of it. And I've been able to start taking some of the books to different conferences. Now that my kids are out of the house, I have a little bit more flexibility in that. And so that's wonderful to share books with families and to meet them in person. And they are so excited to find this resource. It's been such a blessing.
Well, there's a couple of things that kind of come to mind as you were speaking. First, that I love that they're all vetted. Like every book that you can, when you see it on this website, you can trust it, because oftentimes, especially in fiction and Catholic fiction, a lot of the authors have had to go to self-publishing to get their work out there. And I think that self-publishing has kind of a stigma to it, because when it first started to happen, there was some really stinky stuff being self-published. And not to say that that still doesn't happen, because I am part of the Catholic Writers Guild, which is, by the way, .org. Looked it up while you were talking. CatholicWritersGuild.org. And one of the things that we do is the seal of approval. So people who have self-published books, we can go through them, we can vet them, that we're going to put our name behind them, we're going to put our organization and give them that, you know, and tell other people, recommend them, I guess is what I'm looking for. I think it's really important for people to know that we're not just recommending anything, that these have been read and vetted. And I'm really excited, and I assumed that would have been the same for CatholicBooks.com, but CatholicTeenBooks.com, excuse me, CatholicTeenBooks.com. Again, the link will be in the show notes, but that's really great to hear that these books are being, you know, very well vetted. And I also loved that you mentioned that this isn't just for teens. That, again, I started the show by saying, like, I struggle to read fiction. Sometimes if I pick up, like, I have a few friends who write adult biblical fiction and historical fiction, and those are two of my favorite. Stephanie Lansom and Rhonda Ortiz are two of my favorite writers in all the world, and I love their books. But sometimes I just want, like, a Saturday afternoon read. And I love that I can pick up a Catholic teen book and I can actually read the whole thing because I read really fast. Is there anything about that you kind of want to comment on of it, and also reading the books together? Like, it's really great that you could read a book and your child can read it, and then you can have conversation if you're reading it at the same time.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought up that, because that is one of the things we've been finding and recommending is especially nowadays, there's a lot of topics, especially with older kids that they're surrounded with in the world. And it's hard to bring up topics, but we found that, like, if you're reading it through a character's viewpoint, it's easier to have a discussion. So it's kind of been a way for people to, you know, broach different sensitive topics and so forth. And we do have a lot of those for the older teens on there, like some that have these topics in there. You can find them on the website, but because we can't shelter our kids completely, you know, they're going to be, they find these things, it's all around them, but to be able to show it from a Catholic viewpoint and how characters deal with a situation that they're in gives, you know, kids an opportunity to see a different way to handle things. So we think it's like such a great thing. And I do hear of families that do read the books together or kind of separate, like the mom and the daughter read separate, or they do it together. You know, it's just so many ways that you can bring it together too, which is really fun. Yeah. And the books that we do, we read them all, and we have a discussion, you know, several of us, just like the Writers Guild does. And if there's anything that's one person questions, and we have a discussion about it, and, you know, it's just because you want to make sure that quality's there so that families can trust it.
And one of the things we did this summer, where I don't think people maybe consider this for our parish, is we did a parish book club with AJ Catapans, Seven Riddles to Nowhere, where we made the books available after Mass. You can reach out to, and I think this was true for almost any author, you can reach out to them. You can find out if there's a bulk discount or, you know, if you're ordering through your church, you're going to have that tax deductible, that tax free status, or, you know, that nonprofit status. Like, there's different ways to collect these books and get them into the hands of families. We had a table set up during Lent where we just offered resources. We had like a little basket where people could make a donation for the book. And we think to put the nonfiction books on there. But, you know, there's really wonderful ways to reach these topics, to teach the faith using fiction. And I think that's not something that we think about as well. I mean, these are Catholic books. It's not maybe overtly a Catholic subject, but I think sometimes that's better, especially when we're trying to reach to teens. If we come into their face with, here's the faith, they're not going to probably want to read that book. But if they're drawn into story and into character, then you're opening up an avenue to have a conversation that will just naturally lead to faith. And I think The Perfect Blind Side, I think your book, that was the first one, right? I believe I read that, but maybe many years ago. Was it many years ago, Leslie, that I would have read that?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been out. Yeah, 2015 it came out.
Which seems like a lifetime ago. We're talking today with Leslie Wall. We're looking at CatholicTeenBooks.com. And the other thing I wanted to bring up before we run out of time is this idea of the catalog. And you mentioned you're bringing it to your local Catholic or even secular bookstore, mm-hmm. you know, the small businesses, giving them that catalog. But I also want to talk a little bit about building school and public libraries. If you're looking for a donation for, or even your parish library, some parishes have libraries, and they may not be aware of these books. So to give them the catalog is a fabulous idea. I personally would probably pick a few of the, like one of these, maybe these book packs, and give that as a donation along with the catalog. Like, these are well vetted books. These are fabulous Catholic books, or even like, these are just fabulous fiction books. You don't even have to mention that they're Catholic books, especially if you go into your local public library or public school system. But they're still great books and stories, that these are just different ways that we can get them out. Have you had any experience with that, or anything to add that to that part of the conversation?
First of all, I love that your parish did that. What a great idea. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. I think a lot of times people, Christian fiction in general, you know, Catholic fiction, they kind of get a negative thought in their mind that's going to be preachy or boring or like forth. But the books we have are just, and there's so many that I've come across just from the Guild, are so good. The stories are just fabulous, exciting adventures, is, you know, historic novels. It's just amazing. But they have that faith base to it. Some in a more subtle way than others, and it's just wonderful. Helping the school, especially libraries, I think is just, and parish libraries, is such a great way. And what a wonderful donation too, to be able to mm-hmm. give, because a lot of people, like I said, some of our books are in schools, and it's amazing. Even when I'll do a school visit or a Zoom visit with a classroom or a library, they haven't even discover, they maybe know of one or two, but then they didn't realize there was all these other ones. So to be able to offer that and provide that for the schools is really a great way. And I also, on my own personal website, lesliewall.com, I do book reviews for the whole family, because I just find it so hard for people to find these books. You know, you can kind of Google, you know, Christian or Catholic books, but it's really difficult sometimes to find them. So that's why I've been trying to offer book reviews on my site too, just to let people know that there's some wonderful choices out there, especially the children's books. Remember when we were kids, we could just go to a library, yeah. Your parent could like let you loose and you could, and now that's not the case. The things that are out there, even for little children, is so terrifying. But you still want to instill a love of reading. And so it's a great way to do that.
Yeah, I was watching just this idea of terrifying. And it's not even controversial stuff. Sometimes it's just violent levels or sexuality levels that you're just not comfortable with your teen reading or experiencing. We were watching, I love NASCAR. We were watching a race the other day. And this commercial came on for a new show. I think it was on, you know, one of the paid kind of networks. This commercial was so frightening. It was so violent. It was so horrible that I was nervous. I was like, oh, this made me so uncomfortable. And I thought, this is a family sport that people would be sitting there with I used to watch it back when my boys spent time with me when they were 8, 12, even littler. And I thought, oh my gosh, like in my day and age, that commercial would never have aired before 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. And it was horrifying. So anyway, to be able to again, not shelter your child, but make sure they discover things when it's age appropriate for them to discover things is such a gift. And you can just one more time, I'll give all these websites again, they'll be in the show notes, but we're talking with Leslie Wall, which you can find her amazing books, including, you said you have a new picture book out. Tell us really quickly about that. Oh my gosh. To serve, I didn't get to.
Oh, yeah, to serve and protect.
Oh my gosh!
It's actually my first thought when I wanted to maybe write. I was always creative. I always thought of children's books because when my children were really little, I would tell them stories and stuff. And but I had a few ideas, but then the teen books started coming to my mind, and so that's where I was focusing. But this past year, my dog. She's a golden doodle, and she's so silly. She thinks she's brave, but she's trying to protect our family, but she's just not like, you know, bags scare her that float across the yard, or, you know, or a snowman on a walk might, you know, like she'll bark at you. So I just thought it was kind of cute. And so the book ends up with almost kind of a military police theme, because it's like to serve and protect and no man down, you know, perimeter secure as she's exploring the yard. So it just kind of became a life of its own. And then a good friend of mine, who actually is the one who named our dog, funny enough. And so she is the illustrator. So it was really fun to work with her on that. So it was just a really fun project. And yeah, and it's cute because on Instagram, I've been having a lot of people share the picture book with their dogs. And so I've been posting, that's become a whole thing of people with the dogs and the book. So
what is your Instagram handle?
It's actually, Ministry Through Mystery.
Ministry Through Mystery. I will have that link as well, because I think checking out those pictures would be pretty fun. So again, today we've been talking with Leslie Wall, lesliewall.com. We've been talking about catholicbooks.com. Catholic Teen Books. I'm sorry, I keep saying that wrong. CatholicTeenBooks.com. Go check them out. Leslie, thank you so much for spending this time with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's always fun to see you.
You as well. And I love the topic of books. And I'm usually talking about adult books. So thanks for giving me an opportunity to talk about teen Catholic books today. Again, CatholicTeenBooks.com. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. God bless.
Thank you for listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. Your reviews at your favorite podcast service help this podcast reach others who may be blessed by the content. Please subscribe and share with others. Come back soon for an all-new episode.